Das kann so sagen, dass ich recht zu sagen, wir haben Yehuda Mesechta Yuma Daf Chav. Sagt der Mishnah, every typical day of the year, the Trumas Hadeshen process was done at the time of the call of the Gever, or around that time. On Yom Kippur, it was done from Chatzos. On Yom Tovim, it was done beginning one third of the way through the night. Because by the time the Gever called on Yom Tov, the entire Azara was already full of Eden wanting to bring their Karbonis. Zakhti Gemara Mishnah says, if the limbs of a carbon popped out of the fire and off the Mizbeach when they're burned, but they're not yet reduced totally to charcoal, so if it happened before Chatzois, it should be returned to the fire and they're still subject to Me'ilah. If it happened after Chatzois, they don't have to be returned and they're no longer subject to Me'ilah. Rav said, this is learned from the fact that the Pasuk seems to suggest that the limbs may be burned all night, but also suggests that the Trumas Hadesha may be done all night. So how do we shtim these two? So we can explain this by saying that we split the night into two parts. Before Chatzois is for burning and after Chatzois is for Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Kahana asks, if this is truly based on a pasuk, how can our Mishnah say that we begin Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzos and the Yom Tovim? If the pasuk says it doesn't start till Chatzos, Rav Yechanan said the pasuk says the limbs may be burned all night and then says until morning. The seemingly unnecessary words of until morning, if it says all night, what do we need until morning for? So these words teach that the limbs need not be returned to the Mizbeach after Chatzos, but Trumas Hadeshen may begin at any point of the night. Therefore, on a typical day where there's no need to begin before actual morning, so we tack away till morning. On Yom Kippur, where all Avodah must be done by the Kohen Gadol who is fasting and weak, we may begin earlier. On Yom Tov, we begin even earlier to accommodate for all of the people bringing Karbonis. What is the calling of the Gever? What is meant by that? So Rav says it refers to the calling of the person who would summon the Kahanim and Levim to begin doing the Avodah. Rav Shila said it refers to the call of the rooster. The Gever is the rooster. Rav says Gever means a person, a man. Rav once visited the place of Rav Shila and volunteered, without anyone knowing who he was, to act as the meturgeman to repeat Rav Shila's shir loudly for all to hear. When doing so, and Rav Shila's shir said Kriyas HaGever, so Rav explained Kriyas HaGever as referring to the call of the person. Rav Shila asked, why don't you explain it as referring to the call of the rooster? Rav responded, when I said my explanation as Gever referring to the call of a person in front of Rav Chia, who was greater than you, he didn't disagree with me, and you disagree? Rav Shila then understood that this unidentified man who was his meturgeman was the great Rav, and he told him to sit down out of respect that you shouldn't be my meturgeman. Rav insisted on completing the task of repeating the shir. There's a brisa that supports Rav's interpretation of Gever as the calling of a man, and there's a brisa that supports Rav Shila's interpretation of Gever as referring to the calling of a rooster.